Just a few more thoughts. I can't let that gospel reading go by. The Beatitudes from Luke chapter 6. We cannot let it go by but without saying a few things about it. You know, one of my favorite preachers and writers is the American priest, Episcopalian priest, Barbara Brown Taylor. I probably mentioned her before. And Barbara says that if you really want to understand something of the revolutionary teaching of the Beatitudes, if you really want to appreciate how these teachings of Jesus turn everything upside down, well, then the best thing to do is to listen to them being read while you're standing on your head. So if you'd all step out of the pews. No. We'll stop the actions for today. Yeah. But Barbara does have a point, because the Beatitudes, as we heard from Luke chapter 6, they do indeed, don't they? They turn conventional wisdom, so-called common sense wisdom, on its head. They invite us to take everything we think we know about life and look at it the other way around. Let me explain what I mean. You see, Beatitudes were actually quite common in the ancient world. Beatitudes, little sayings, little pithy phrases about what makes for a blessed life, a happy, successful life. These sort of little sayings were very popular. Let me give you some examples. Here's one. Blessed are the wise, for they shall not be fooled. Yeah. Blessed are the strong, their enemies will fear them. Blessed are the wealthy, for they shall never go hungry. Yeah? Those were some of the sort of conventional beatitudes around at the time of Jesus. How different, yeah, from Jesus' beatitudes. Jesus' beatitudes take that conventional wisdom and turn it on its head. So instead of blessed are the wealthy, we have blessed are the poor. Instead of blessed are the strong, we have blessed are the hungry. In other words, Jesus is inviting us to think again. Think again and ask ourselves if there isn't another way, a radically different way of living in the world. Of course, this kind of upside down teaching, this topsy-turvy, turn everything on its head teaching from Jesus shouldn't surprise us. He's always doing this. If you read the Gospels, it's full of these sort of upside-down teachings, isn't it? For example, Jesus said once, you want to be a leader? You want to be a leader? Then be prepared to be a servant. Yeah, remember? You want to get back at your enemies? Then love them. Love them. Love the hell out of them. Yeah. Or most famously, you want to live? You want to really live? Then be prepared to die. To die to all the sin and selfishness in your life. Talk about an upside down, topsy-turvy gospel. But that's exactly, I think, why we have this reading from the Beatitudes on All Saints' Day. Because this reading from the Beatitudes reminds us that another definition of saints, is the saints are people who have grasped something of, or rather been grasped by, something of this upside-down nature of the kingdom of God. Yeah, saints are those folks who look at the world as it is and say to themselves, nah, should be the other way around. For example, let me give you some famous examples. St. Francis. St. Francis of Assisi, he was the saint who saw that true wealth, through true riches, consists not in the amount of stuff you have, but the amount of stuff you can share with those in need. Or more recently, to give another famous example, Martin Luther King was the unofficial saint who saw that the dignity and worth of a person has nothing to do with the color of their skin, but has everything to do with the content of their character. As I say, those two were famous holy people, But you know, it's exactly the same, I think, with the lesser known saints. The saints that maybe you and I have known in our lives. Because the saints I have known in my life have also been people who have understood that upside down nature of the kingdom of God. Who have understood something of that topsy-turvy, world on its head teachings of Jesus. Let me give you some examples. I'm thinking of people I know, maybe you know people like this too, people who show us that true freedom is not having the ability to do anything, it's having the courage to do the right thing, no matter what. Yeah, that's true freedom. I'm thinking of people, maybe you know them too, who show us that true strength is not about being the most powerful. True strength is about being willing to be the most vulnerable. That's real strength. I'm thinking of people who've shown me, and maybe shown you too, that the truly happy person, the truly blessed person, is not the person who has a trouble-free life. There ain't no such thing. The truly happy person is the one who counts their blessings, no matter what troubles come their way in life. Those are the saints. Those are the ones who, by the grace of God, live out the topsy-turvy, upside-down truth of the gospel. Those are the ones who embody the countercultural teachings of Jesus. And so today, let's do two things. Let's thank God for those saints, those famous ones, and those that we have known in our lives too. And let's pray that we, us, saints in the making, trainee saints, that we too might be turned head over heels, that we too might be turned upside down by the only one who really knows which way is up. That's Jesus, by the way. In his name, amen.